Why don't we take a call from Kevin?
Hello.
Kevin, are you there? All right.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
The question is for my mother. She's been diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis. I was wondering if you could shed any light on it and maybe possible treatments.
Oh, pulmonary fibrosis. So any idea what might have brought that on, Kevin? Did she work in a certain industry or?
She owned a bar back in the late 80s, early 90s, and that, you know, the smoking was legal inside the bar at that time. So that's uh-huh. the only thing really that I can think of, because she stayed at home most of her life. She wasn't really in any bad environment except for
okay.
that one.
Well, yeah, I think there are some things that she could do. Is she on oxygen at the moment, or how
no,
advanced
she's not
is
on
it?
Oxygen yet.
Okay.
She's
but she gets winded pretty easily.
Oxygen level. Excuse me?
She gets winded kind of easily.
Yeah, she gets winded, you know, and sometimes you can hear her breathing. But
okay,
her oxygen levels are still high enough. They haven't recommended, you know, they haven't gotten down to the adding oxygen to her yet.
Well, a couple of things I'll mention. Some simple things. One is, if you've been listening to the show so far today, we've been talking about enzymes quite a bit. But for pulmonary fibrosis, I will often use an enzyme called serrapeptase. And that, again, is a enzyme that you want to take away from food, so it works on the fibrotic tissue within the lungs. And then also you want to give her a B vitamin called PABA, which whenever there's fibrotic changes happening within the body, PABA is one of those things that really helps to alleviate the progression and helps to, you know, kind of calm down that fibrotic changes that are happening no matter what the area of the body. So PABA, you should probably do 500 milligrams twice a day. And again, you want to do that away from food if she can handle that. It shouldn't upset her stomach. But those two things can be taken together. And beyond that, she may want to work with a doctor who's skilled, knowledgeable in natural medicine. I'll mention an herbal blend called Respirin that I really like for situations like this. It's called Respirin, R-E-S-P-R-I-N. And it's an herbal blend. I forget the exact ingredients. But I'll give you a little story background. I had a patient who had a complete reversal of his emphysema, COPD, and it was pretty amazing the turnaround that he went through. In fact, he went back to his pulmonologist, and he examined him and did the X-ray, and he said, "Wow, I guess you didn't have it after all." That was his answer. Yeah. But that particular product, I've been really, really impressed with helping to rebuild the lung tissue. Now, sometimes we'll use nebulized natural products. Nebulized glutathione might be something. That is a prescription, but that might be something she could do. And sometimes we'll nebulize alpha-lipoic acid, which seems to be more specific for pulmonary fibrosis. So that's something. And, of course, these are things you can take orally to get started. But,
okay.
Yeah.
That Respirin, where would I get that? Is that over-the-counter?
That is over-the-counter. You could probably get that on Amazon. And
okay.
I forget the brand name on that, but I've been really impressed with that product.
Okay. I've heard
okay.
of new. Have you heard of LICAT protein?
What's it called again?
It's LICAT, L-Y-C-A-T. It's a protein.
No, I haven't heard
I
of that.
They've had some real good. They've done some testing with it on on pulmonary fibrosis, and it's I guess it's real promising, but it hasn't. I can't really find any how to get it or any real more information on it.
Yeah, one thing to remember too, if she has a lot of mucus buildup through the night, you know, and if she hacks and coughs a lot in the morning, one thing that really helps that is N-acetylcysteine, it's called, which is again another amino acid, but that helps your body make its own glutathione. But N-acetylcysteine, they use in cystic fibrosis, and it's common to even have it used in the hospital to break up mucus. So that's something that she could also do. You know, and really encourage her to keep, you know, using her lungs. Obviously, she's breathing, but if the more she can exercise and kind of stimulate blood flow through the lungs, that's where the healing takes place, through the bloodstream. So by doing, you know, whatever she can handle, short spurts of aerobic exercise, that actually helps deliver all these therapies right to the lungs themselves to help to repair it. So
okay. Yeah, we've been trying to keep her active. We'll keep working on it.
Good.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate your information.
Oh, you bet. Good luck with that.